Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksuba's daf Dalet. We left off. Well, we got to the top of daf Dalet, but we're gonna pick up again from the bottom of daf Gimel Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom of the page. We had been discussing yesterday. First of all, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for the sponsorship. Also, I'll make an announcement at the end of the shiur, but for those who are here at the beginning of the shiur, I will not be giving the shiur live this week, Monday through Thursday inclusive. I will be traveling. I will be back Friday morning. Zev Belsky is arranging for some broadcast of some form of the rabbi's shiur. So hopefully that will all work out on schedule, 6:15 each morning, Monday through Thursday. But I'll be back live, God willing, Friday morning. So today we are going to pick up a discussion that we began yesterday about, again, this is picking up on the first topic that we learned about in the Mishnah in the beginning of this Masechta about Besula Nisus Liyom Ravi, how a Besula gets married. You're supposed to marry a Besula on Wednesday. And the reason that you're supposed to get married on Wednesday is, again, because you have to be able to go to court on Thursday. The courts would sit on Monday and Thursday. You would have to be able to go to court with a Tainas Besulim. Why didn't they get married on Sunday? Because Shaktu, because the Chachamim wanted everybody to prepare the Suda for a while. And that's why we had to give them Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to prepare the Suda. Wednesday, they would get married. Great. So then we saw yesterday on Gimel Amud Beis that there were a couple of instances throughout history where they would relax this Takana a little bit, where they would relax the Takana of needing to get married on Wednesday. One was there was a Sakana, where for the reason of Sakana, which we said was that the governor made a law that whoever got married, whenever a Besula got married, the Besula would have to be Boel, would have to be Neveles to the governor first. And we were afraid that people would give up their lives rather than being Neveles to the governor. And therefore, in order to trick the governor, we had them get married on Tuesday, not on Wednesday. And then we said that because of Ones, it was Mutter to get married on Monday. And we started discussing yesterday, what does it mean that there is an Ones? At first we thought maybe Ones meant that the army was going to come into town, but then we said, no, that can't possibly mean what it means. And therefore, what we saw at the end of yesterday and what we're going to review today is that Ones means that, God forbid, there is a tragedy in the family of the Chassan or a Kala, death of a parent, and therefore, in order to get the Simcha in, because we're afraid that we're not going to be able to arrange the wedding if we wait until after the period of Shiva or Shloshim, therefore we have to rush to get the wedding in. That's the type of Ones that we're talking about. So again, what we're going to talk about today is more about this concept of, even in the face of tragedy, where ordinarily speaking a person would be an Onen, a person would be an Avel, and a person would not be allowed to get married, there were certain circumstances when we would permit them to get married just in order to make sure that the wedding actually took place on time. We're going to talk about the concept of that we don't withhold jewelry and adornment from a kala for 30 days, even if she happens to be in Shloshim. And then we're going to talk about the distinction between a case where one of the people, where either the husband or the wife, is an Avelus, where we said that they could have a Bias Mitzvah, but then they have to separate, and a case where there's a Chuppas Nida, there's also an Isser of Bia when the wife is a Nida. But the question is, do you have to separate? Is there an Isser of Yichud when the wife is a Nida or not? So we know nowadays, obviously, once you're married, there's definitely not an Isser of Yichud when your wife is a Nida. The question is, if your wife is a Nida and you haven't yet had the Bias Mitzvah, you haven't yet had the first Bia, is there going to be an Inyan of Yichud in that circumstance? So that's going to be what most of the daf is going to talk about. So again, we lift off Gimel Amud Beis. It's four lines up from the bottom. V'iba Esema. First word on the line is Kasu. So says the Gemara, V'iba Esema, my Machmas Ones. What does it mean, Machmas Ones? Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Reisha, Yepito, Afoy, V'tav, Chotavuach, V'yena, Mazug. Everything is ready for the Suda. Umesav, Avshal Chasan, Umima, Shal Kala, and the father of the Chasan, who's the one who pays for the Suda. Or the mother of the bride, who's the one who gets the Kala ready for the Suda. We put the mace off to one side, and we bring the chasan and the kala to the chuppah, even if that's a Monday, because we want to make sure, even though there's the kana that generally speaking is supposed to get married on Wednesday, if this tragedy happened and we can hurry up and get the wedding in on Monday, we're going to do it. Why are we going to do it? Because we're afraid that if we wait, then we're never going to get the wedding off the ground. and they can't bury the mace first. Why do we say that machnisenas ames lecheder? You can't bury the mace first because once you bury the mace, says Rashi, avelos is chal, because avelos is chal at the time of stimas hagolel, according to the shita of Rashi. And once there is avelos, that's chal, you're not obviously going to be able to get married. And therefore, we have to make sure that we marry them before the avelos is actually chal. So says the Gemara, turning to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that not only do we let them get married, but ubal bilas mitzvah, that he's bal bilas mitzvah, uporesh. And then after the bilas mitzvah, they are poresh. And Rashi says that immediately after the bilas mitzvah, immediately after they're done, that's when they bury the mace. However, we postpone what we're going to see in the Gemara in a second. Is we postpone the Shiva Yemei Avelos until after the Shiva Yemei Mishta. So again, the seder is the mother or the father dies. You bring them, you put them in a different room. You have the chasana. They are bol bivas mitzvah. Then you bury. And then says the Gemara, v'noeg shivas yimei amishta, v'akakach noeg shivas yimei avelos. And after that, you have the shever brachos. And then you have the 7 days of avelos. So the first interesting thing is that we had said that you are bol bivas mitzvah. So we'll see that this from here there are some rishonim who bring a raya that an onain is not usher in tashmish hamita, even though an avel is usher in tashmish hamita. That's one of the inuyim that an avel has to abide by. An avel is not allowed to engage in tashmish hamita. An onain, which is the status before you're an avel, an onain is before the mace is buried, is not usher in tashmish hamita. Why? Because even though avelus doesn't begin until stimas hagolel, says Rashi, avelus doesn't begin until after you bury the mace. Until they bury the mace, there's certainly an onain. Their aninus is definitely chal. Yet, what do we see? We see that we make the chasana, and we see that they're boel abilas mitzvah. So again, from your zaraya, that an onain is not usher in tashmish. So, but what we said was that we have them do the bilas mitzvah. Then they separate, and then they bury the mace. They're noeg shivas yimei amishta, shivas yimei avelus, v'chalosan hayamim, and all of those days. Meaning that the days of Shivas Yemei Amishta and Shivas Yemei Avelos, Hu Yashem Ben Anashem, Yishena Ben Anashem, there is an Isser Yichud that they have to separate. He sleeps with the men, she sleeps with the women. They are usher to be miyached with one another. The Ravid is Medayek, that this Shmira, that this Isser Yichud, only takes place at night, because it doesn't say he's not allowed to be with her. It doesn't say usher le'yachidima. It says Hu Yashem Ben Anashem, He is Shena Bein Anashim. So the Ravid is Medayik that this Isser Yichud obviously is Chal only at night. However, the Rush doesn't like this, because the Rush says if the reason for the Isser Yichud is because we're trying to avoid a situation where he's tempted to engage in relations with his wife, why is the Yetzer Hara any worse at night than it is in the day? In other words, he should be usher and yichud both at night and in the both at night and in the day. So therefore, the Rush says that the Yetzer Yichud applies both during the day and during the night. Although again, as we saw, the Ravid argues based on the Diuk that he makes in the Gemara. The Ramah happens to say that Mikra then we paskin like the Ravid, that the Shmira is only required at night. However, if we want to be machmir, then it's a kedai to be machmir like the Rush and say that in this type of situation where you have a fact pattern like this, yichud would be yasur both during the day and during the night. So there's this like really, really strange situation where they have the Shever Brachos, they have the Shever Yemei Avelos after that. There's an Isser Yichud for the whole 14-day period. Said the Gemara again, 4 lines down, Ve'in Monen Takshitim and Akala Kol Shloshim Yom. And we don't withhold Takshitin from the Kala, but adornment and like makeup and jewelry from the Kala for all 30 days, even though she is in Shloshim. Still, because she's a new bride and we want to endear her to her husband, we are going to let her get all made up. Says the Gemara that the only time we're allowed to do this, what's this? The only time we're allowed to hurry up the wedding and make sure that it takes place on Monday, even though, again, Technically, the takana was that a besula is nisus liyom ravi, but we would allow the wedding to proceed on Monday. V'dafka aviv shel chasan u'ima shel kala. V'leke inish t'tarechlu. It's only when the father of the chasan or the mother of the bride dies where there's nobody else who is going to prepare them to get married. Because again, as we said, the father of the chasan is the one who pays, the mother of the kala is the one who prepares her to go to the wedding. And we're afraid that if we postpone the wedding, there's nobody who's going to be available to pay for the wedding or prepare the kala to get married, and we don't want to give up the opportunity for them to get married. Aval if chalo, but if it was the mother of the chasan and the father of the kala, then we wouldn't permit them to get married on Monday. We wouldn't permit them to get married early because the issue is that we would just postpone the wedding, and therefore we would have them get married after the period of Shloshim. In other words, there's no rush. The only reason why we rush it in this time is because there's nobody else who's going to be able to prepare the wedding if we postpone the wedding. Okay, so just one aura here. Tosfos and Bilas Mitzvah. So we had said that if this tragedy happens, what we do is we get the mace over to one side, we have them get married, then they perform the Bilas Mitzvah. Tosfos says this is a very strange terminology. So korele Bilas Mitzvah mishum dechsev ki bo alecho sayech. V'amrinan eini shakaretzes pris elu lemish oso so kli. V'ayedekach medabek ba. Ubon l'day peri of arivio lahachi korele lebi arishona Bilas Mitzvah. Tosfos has to explain why we're calling it a Bilas Mitzvah. Tosfos is bothered because the assumption that Tosfos was making is that a woman couldn't actually become pregnant from the first Bia. So if a woman couldn't become pregnant from the first Bia, why are we calling it a Bilas Mitzvah? So the answer is because even though she couldn't become pregnant from that Bia, says Tosfos, what that Bia does is that Bia forges a connection between husband and wife, and prepares her for ultimately participating in the mitzvah of Piri of Arivius. So even though that Maisa Bia itself may be incapable of leading to children, that Maisa Bia is what sets the stage for them later being able to have children. And therefore, says Tosfos, that is itself a Bila Shel mitzvah. Okay, continuing on in the Gemara, says the Gemara Vaitar, Amar Rav from Bar Papa Amar Rav Chista Lo Shano El Shanasa Mayim Al Gabe Basar. The only time that we say that they're allowed to get married is if everything is really prepared, meaning you already watered the meat. They would put water on the meat when it was ready to be served. Avalona Samayim Al Gabe Basar, but if they didn't yet hydrate the meat, if they didn't yet put water on the meat, then Mizdavin, then it doesn't matter that all the meat has already been bought. You could sell the meat. It doesn't matter. It's not going to go to waste if you don't make the wedding. It's only if you actually took the final stages in preparation, where if the meat's already been wet, then you're not allowed. Then it's going to go to waste unless we have the wedding right now, because you're not going to be able to sell it. So I'm a Rava. So says Rava, Bekrach Alfa Pishanasa Mayim Al Gabe Basar Mizdavin. In a big city, even if you already put water on the meat, you'll still be able to sell it. I'm a Rapapo, Bekfar Alfa Pishanasa Mayim Al Gabe Basar Lo Mizdavin. And in a small town, even if you haven't yet put water on the meat, you're not going to be able to find anybody to buy it, and therefore it's going to go to waste unless you make the wedding. Says the Gemara, Vela Rav Chista Echim Mishkachas. Rav Chista told me halacha that the only time you're allowed to have them hurry up and get married is if you didn't put water on the meat. But if you already put water on the meat, then it's going to be a problem because the meat's going to go to waste, and then you could let them get married. But we had just said in a big city, even if you did put water on the meat, you're going to be able to sell it. In a small city, even if you didn't put water on the meat, you're not going to be able to sell it. So when is the chiluk going to depend on whether or not you've put water on the meat? Says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Kigo Masa Machsia, Amasa Machasia, the Mafke Mikra, Chumachve Mikfar. So you're going to ask, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is in a middle-sized city. So we have been speaking about a big city and a little city, but in a medium-sized city, that's where the chiluk comes into play. When you put water on the meat already, you're not going to be able to sell that quantity of meat quickly enough, so it's going to go to waste. Therefore, we're going to allow the wedding to take place. However, if you have not yet put water on the meat, then you're going to be able to sell it, and therefore we're not going to permit them to hurry up and get married before the appropriate time, before Wednesday. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei Rav Chista, we learn a brisa like Rav Chista, Haresha Yapitofi V'tavcha Tevuach V'ina Mazug V'nasa Mayim Al Gabe Basar. There was a situation where everything was baked, everything was prepared, the wine was diluted. They had already put water on the basar, and therefore it all would have gone to waste had they not gotten married.
umes avav shal chasan uima shal kala, and then the father of the groom or the mother of the bride dies. They would bring the mace into a separate room. They would bring the chasen and the kala to the chuppah. And then they would be bal the bilas mitzvah, and they would be poresh. So again, this is like Rav Chista because in this brisa we see explicitly the only time we permit them to hurry up and get the wedding in is if they already put the water on the meat. In other words, they already made the final stages of preparation for the meat. And after that, v'noeg shivas yimei amishta, v'akakach noeg yimei shivas yimei avelas. First they are noeg shivas yimei amishta, and after that they are noeg shivas yimei avelas. The Rishonim are bothered that Shever Brachas is definitely only a mitzvah midrabanan. Shever Brachas is not a din d'oraisa, but Shiva, there is a machlokas, whether some of Shiva, all of Shiva, only the first day of Shiva, maybe only if the first day of Shiva is the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvura, but there is some sort of element of Avelos, which may be the Oraisa. So in that case, why would Shever Brachas take precedence over the Shiva Yemei Avelos? So there were some who try to bring a raya from here that this is a proof that Shiva is only, that Avelos is only Midrabanan. Because if Avelos were in fact Mida Oraisa, then why would you postpone a Doraisa in order to fulfill a mitzvah Midrabanan? That doesn't really make much sense. But that's what the Gemara says we do. We first have the Shever Brachas, and then after that we have the Yemei Avelos. There's this Isser Yichud. He sleeps with the men. She sleeps with the women. And similarly, if a guy gets married and his wife is a Nida on the day of the Chuppah, at the Shas Chuppah, Hu yashem bein ha'nashem, yishena bein ha'nashem. That we force them to separate. Vein monin tachshitim min hakala kol lamid yom. And we do not withhold tachshitim adornments from the kala for the entire 30 days. So ben kach u ben kach lo yibol. So ben kach u ben kach. In other words, says Rashi, whether it's an ones, whether it's not an ones. In other words, regardless of the situation, because right now we have been discussing a case of an ones where instead of getting married on Wednesday, we're going to have them get married on Monday. But says the Gemara now, whenever they get married, lo yibol lo be'erev Shabbos, they should not be boal lechatchila on the betchila. Rather, they should not be boal the first time on Erev Shabbos, which is Leil Shabbos. Why? Because you're going to make a chabura, as we saw yesterday. Below b'motzoi Shabbos, nor on motzoi Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to explain why you wouldn't be boil on motzoi Shabbos either. So Amar Mar, so says the Gemara, Hu yashen bein anashim, hi yashena bein anashim, that they have to separate. He sleeps with the men, she sleeps with the women. Mesayele le Rabbi Yochanan. This is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says that afal pi sha'amru ein avelos b'moed, even though they say that there is no avelos b'moed on a yontif, however, and the shever brachas for a chasen and kala is like their yontif. So even though we say that there is no avelos on a yontif, araya, we're going to have them observe shever brachas before avelos. However, aval dvarim shel tzina noheg, but dvarim shel tzina are going to be noheg, and therefore there's an isser tashmish for the entire time of shever brachas, because that is a davar shebet tzina, and a davar shebet tzina is going to be noheg. And Tosfa says over here that we paskin like Rav Yochanan, that a davar shabbatzina is noeg. Tosfa then says, why do we paskin like Rav Yochanan, that a davar shabbatzina is noeg? I thought there was a halacha in Avelos, which we saw when we learned Meseches Moed Katan together, that halacha kedivrei ha-mekil ba-avel, that the halacha is like kedivrei ha-mekil. So if the halacha is always like the one who's mekil, and there's a machlokas about whether dvarim shabbatzina are noeg on yontif or not, shouldn't we paskin like the Mandi Amor says that Zvorm Shavitzina are not noeg on Yantif, if the halacha is always halacha gedivrei ha-mekil ba'avel? So Tosfos, of which we saw when we learned Moed Katan, repeats over here that halacha gedivrei ha-mekil ba'avel is very, very limited. We say it, we talk about it as if it's a cardinal rule, but really it applies in limited circumstances. By a machlokas tanaim, halacha gedivrei ha-mekil ba'avel. However, by a machlokas, even amoraim, Rishonim, Achronim, over there we don't necessarily say halacha kedivrei hamekil ba'avel. That okay. So Tosfos happens to be the Rambam paskins that on Yontif we are not noeg dvarim shebet sina. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam had another girsa in our Gemara, that it didn't say that we're noeg dvarim shebet sina on Moe, but rather we're noeg dvarim shebet sina on Shabbos. But on Yontif, we are not going to be noeg. Why not? So the way to explain the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, is as follows. Because if you have a situation where there's Yontif, and then let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody dies on Yontif, so what's the halacha? So the halacha is that you postpone the Shiva until after Yontif. So it turns out that you're going to have a complete Shiva after Yontif. So says the Rambam, maybe that's why there is no reason to observe the Dvarim Shebet Sinah on Yontif, because you're going to be able to make up the entirety of Shiva. However, on Shabbos, Shiva is not postponed until after Shabbos. Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva. So you got to be knowing at least something, because it's counting toward the days of Shiva. That's why on Shabbos, the Dvarim Shebet Sinah are going to be knowing, even according to the Rambam, they're not. The Pashat Pshat in our Gemara and the Shita and the Gemara is that Dvarim Shebet Sinah are noeg even on Yontif. Okay, says the Gemara now, Vayter, five lines up from the bottom. Dorash Rav Yosef Bered the Rava, Mishmei the Rava, Lo Shna, that it makes no difference. In other words, the Isser Yichud is the same, Lo Shna Ela Shalo Baal. The only time there's an Isser Yichud is when he was not yet Baal. Aval Boal, but if he was already Boel, then Ishto Yisheni Imo, then there is no Isser Yichud, then they could sleep together. Ay, Hacha the Boal, Vahacha the Boal, Askina Bakhtani Yu Yashamein Anashim, Yishena Ben Anashim. How can you tell me that the only time there's an Isser Yichud is where they never had Bia, but if they had Bia, there is no Isser Yichud? The Gemara over here specifically states that they would have the Bias Mitzvah, and after that, they would have to be Porish, which is Mashma, that you have to be Porish. Even after you had the Bias Mitzvah, there's still going to be an Isser Yichud. Says the Gemara, so ki kamara pirso ishto nida. No. We're talking about, by pirso ishto nida, if his wife is a nida, we had said that v'chein misha pirso ishto nida, that similarly, if one's wife was a nida, he has to sleep with a man, she sleeps with a woman. Says the Gemara, that's only if they never had the Bias Mitzvah. But if they already had the Bias Shal Mitzvah, then the one whose wife is a nida doesn't have to separate. However, by Avelas, he has to separate from her even after they've already had the Bia Rishona. Ha v'chein katani, but what do you mean? It says v'chein, meaning that the halachos are identical. Says the Gemara, hachi kamar v'chein misha pirso shanida v'lo baal. What it means, turning over to Dalam and the Bays, is similarly, just like the halacha by Avelas, is that they have to separate even after they had the Bias Mitzvah. Also, one whose wife is anida, if they were not Baal yet, he sleeps with the men, she sleeps with the women. However, anybody who, if a person's wife is anida and they already had Bia, then there is no Isser Yichud. Masha'in came by Avel, even if they already had Bia, they're still going to be an Isser Yichud. Says the Gemara, Lameimra da Avelos kala leminida. So the implication is that Avelos is more kal than nida. In other words, because a person is going to be more apt to violate the Isser by Avelos than by nida, because by nida we trust them, right? By nida we trust them that if they already had Bia, then we're not going to force them to be miyachid. We're not going to force them to do yichud, to separate after they already had the first bia. However, by avelus, we're going to say even if they already had bia, we're still going to force them to separate. It's obvious because they don't hold from the avelus. They don't keep that halacha by avelus so stringently. V'amarav Yitzchak bar Chanina, amarav Huna, kol malacha shishlo selabayla. Any malacha that a woman does for her husband, nido selabayla, neither could do for her husband, chutz mimizika sakos, except for things that indicate excessive closeness. It's like mixing a drink for him, vatsoa samita, and making a bed for him. Tosfos explains that this refers to some sort of prisas adinim. This refers to some sort of making a bed, which is done in a way of affection. But like stop making a bed, like that we would make a bed today, where all it is a made bed, it doesn't apply to that. It was something that they would do special to prepare a bed, presumably for Tashmish, so the woman is not allowed to do that for her husband. V'archatzas panav yada v'raglav, and she's not allowed to wash his hands, feet, and face either. V'ilu l'gabi avelas, however by avelas, Tanya, Even though a man is not really able to try to force his wife to get all made up when she's in Avelos, really they said, Mozeges lo akos, that she's allowed to be mozeg a kos for him, umatzos lo amita, and she's allowed to make the bed for him, umarcheses lo panav yadav raglav. And she is allowed to wash his hands, feet, and face. So how could you tell me that we have to be more machmir by Avel than by Nida? Because by Nida, we're not so afraid that he's going to violate an Isser, but by Avelus, we are afraid he's going to violate an Isser. By Nida, we said that all these things she's not allowed to do for him. But by Avel, we said all these things she is allowed to do for him. So it's just the opposite. Says the Gemara, no, lo kasha, kan ba Avelus di day, kan ba Avelus di da. One we're talking about by his Avelus, the other we're talking about her Avelus. So says Rashi over here, kan ba Avelus di day, about halfway down. So liolam Avelus kilam in Ida. Really, Avelus is more makel than Ida. Vahani mas nisa hachi mitartzen. Hadik tani la'el, hu yashin beinu anashim. When we say that they have to separate, that's by Avelus di day. That's by his Avelus. And then when we say that she could do all this stuff for him, that's be Avelus Dida by her Avelus. And how do we know we're talking about her Avelus? Because what we had said just previously in the Brisa is that if the woman is an Avelus, the guy's not allowed to force her to get made up. If it's his Avelus, why are we talking about him forcing her to get made up? She has no issue to get made up if she's not observing Avelus. So obviously it's talking about her Avelus, yet she's allowed to do all of these things for him. Alma b'Avelus dida kaminan, Shane wrote l'chov l'ifkos, that it's her Avelus, she's not in the mood to get all made up, and that's why he is not supposed to force her to do that. V'hainu time of the mozeges, demi is gabar yitzur alof, kivan d'Avelus dida, hu ein shama aslo. And says Rashi, what's the reason for this? The reason for this distinction is human nature. A man can't control himself. A woman can control herself. So we're afraid that if it's his Avelus, we don't trust him because if it's his Avelus, he's going to try to violate the halacha. He's going to try to sleep with his wife. And therefore, we say that there's got to be an Isser Yicha. They have to be in separate houses. If it's her Avelus, then we're not afraid. If it's her Avelus, then we're not afraid that there's going to be any Avera committed because she's strong-willed enough that if he tries to be over an Avera, if he tries to do something that's inappropriate during the Avelus, she's going to put her foot down and make him go away. Okay, so by the way, we should just point out that this Gemara is one of the sources in Shas for Hachakos in a time when a woman is a Nida, right? Because what we had said was that during the time of Nida, she's allowed to do anything for him except for Mizikas Hakos or Atzah Samit or Achatzas Panav Yadav Raglav. And this is one of the Makoros for the Archakos, even though the Gemara doesn't explicate all of the Archakos that we abide by today in Halacha. This is at least one of the sources for the Inyan of Harchakas by Nida. Okay, so says the Gemara. So right now where we are is that by Avelos, by Nida, if they've had a Bias Mitzvah, they don't have to have Yichud because we're not concerned that they're going to violate the Isser. By Avelos, even if they have had the Bias Mitzvah, we are concerned that they're going to violate the Isser, and that's only when it's his Avelus, because we're afraid that he's not going to be able to control himself. But where it's her Avelus, we're not afraid that they're going to violate an Isser, because even if he can't control his Yetzahara, his wife is going to stop him from sinning. His wife is going to stop him from doing an Avera. So says the Gemara, Umi shani bein aviv shalchasana o imel shalkala k'tani. It says aviv shalchasana o imel shalkala. It says, what's this case that we're talking about in the Gemara? It's if the father of the groom dies or the mother of the bride dies. So how could you say that these halachas only apply when it's his Avelus, but not when it's her Avelus? One of the cases in the Gemara is, in fact, when it's her Avelus. So says the Gemara, Kiktani Ashara. No, Lagabe, all the other halachos, it's the same, regardless of whether it's the father of the groom or mother of the bride. In other words, Lagabe, the halacha that we are machnis the mace into the cheder, and that we have them get married right away, and the Shever Brachas followed by the Avelus, that applies whether it's the father of the groom or the mother of the bride. However, the halacha that we force them to observe Yichud, the halacha that we force them to sleep separately, that only applies when it's his Avelus. But when it's her Avelus, once they've had the Bias Mitzvah, there's not going to be an Isser of Yichud. Says the Gemara, Mi Shani Ben Avelus Dide La Avelus Dida. Is there a distinction between his Avelus and her Avelus? Fatanya, We learn in a braisa, Misha meis chama vo chamoso, if a person's father-in-law or mother-in-law dies, Eino yachol lakav ezisha lios chacheles lios pakeses, he cannot force his wife to get all made up, Ela kofa mitaso, that he has to put his bed down, he has to do kvias amita himself, and noeg ima avelos, and he has to be noeg avelos with her. And also, if her father-in-law or her mother-in-law died, meaning her husband's parents died, she shouldn't go around all made up, dressed to the nines. She should be kofa her mita, and she should be noeg with him avelus. So satani, and then we learn by avelus didei, by his avelus hu yashan beino anashim vishe yishena beino anashim. So and by his avelus, it's they have to separate from each other. I v'hav v'chein katani, but it says v'chein. Doesn't it say that the same applies whether it's his mother-in-law or her mother-in-law? Meaning that the same halachas apply whether it's his avelos or whether it's her avelos. Says the Gemara, kiktani akichol upirchos. No, that's only going akichol upirchos, that in either case, whether it's she who's observing avelos, whether it's him whether it's he who's observing avelos, the wife shouldn't get all made up at the time of avelos. It says va'imo ketani, but doesn't it say over here that kofe mitaso, and also it says ishto, it says that they sleep together. So my love imo bemita. So doesn't it mean that they sleep together in the same bed, meaning that yichud is going to be mutter? Lo imo babayis. No, it means that it means imo babayis. In other words, what this means is that if your spouse is observing avelos, then when you're in front of your spouse, you should be noeg a certain level of avelos. That's why it says, v'noheges imo avelos. Not noheges imo, that you're allowed to be meyachid with them. There's no raya from here on yichud altogether. What the noheges imo means is that when you're in the base of el, then you should be noeg these forms of avelos because you should show solidarity with your wife. However, when you're not in front of your wife, then there's no requirement to show these forms of avelos. Uchadamar le Rav lechia brei, and this is like what Rav told Tachia, son, biapa no agavelusa, delobapa lotin agavelusa, that in front of her you should be noeg some avelos, not in front of her you don't have to be noeg avelos. Ravashi yamar, that Ravashi says, mi kamadamas avelos tachal avelos di alma, that, Is this avelus like an avelus di alma? Avelus di alma chamir velo asila zuzulebe. Avelus di alma is machmir. We're machmir by avelus di alma, and therefore a person is not going to be mezalzel. And therefore, because a person is not going to be mezalzel, because he knows he has all of these restrictions, that's why we're going to permit yichud. Avelus da'acha kivan da kilu rabbanan asila zuzulebe. However, by this avelus, because we're already mekil, we're afraid that you're going to be mezalzel in the avelos, and therefore, in order to prevent you from being mezalzel in the avelos, we're going to enforce an iser of yichud. Says the Gemara, my kula, what kula is there by this avelos? If it's because that we said that you could be baal a bilas mitzvah and then you have to separate after the bilas mitzvah, so the kula is that we allow you to perform the bilas mitzvah, hasa misham dolochala alav avelos. Over there, the reason that you're allowed to perform the bilas mitzvah is because the avelos hasn't been chal at all, because there has not yet been a kvura yet. And again, over here, the Ritz Geis brings a raya that an onen is going to be mutter and tashmish amita. So in other words, what we're trying to search out for is what is the kula in avelos that we observe here, so that we have to be worried that the guy is going to be lenient in all halachos, and that's why we're going to force them to separate from one another. We're going to force them to have yichud at night. If it's the fact that we let them perform the bias mitzvah, that's not a kula in avelos, because the avelos hasn't begun yet. So ila Rav Lazar achiyatsu mepesach habayis, because the avelos doesn't begin until the mace is taken out of the house. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, the avelos doesn't chal until we have stima sagolel, until the coffin is covered. This concept of yotzei mepesach habayis
is what Rav Soloveitchik based his diuk on, that there were certain dinim of avelos which are shayach to the avel, and there were certain dinim of avelos which are shayach to the base avel, because there is a concept of the avelos beginning once the mace leaves the house, and that sort of imbues the house with the status of a base avel. For example, the Isra of Lima Torah, said the Rav, is shayach both to an avel and also to a base avel. That's why they struggle with the minhag to learn Mishnayis in the base avel, because really there is an Isser of Lima Torah in the base avel. However, the din of Kriyas Amita is a din that shayach in the base avel, not necessarily on the avel himself. So in other words, we're searching for the kula. What's the kula that we're knowing here, that we're so afraid that since we're makel with this avelus anyway, the guy's going to be makel even more, and therefore we have to enforce an isser yichud. So if it's the fact that we let them have a bias mitzvah, that's not a kula on avelus, because the avelus hasn't begun yet. The kula is that we first let them observe Sheva Brachas, and then after that we have them, and then after that we have them, and then after that we have them observe the Avelos. And that's the interesting point that we pointed out earlier, that it seems very interesting, because Avelos at least has a tzad that it's midaraisa, even though Sheva Brachas is only midrabanan. So this kula, not the kula of Tashmish, because by Tashmish they are not yet observing Avelos, but the kula of that even after the mace is buried, when certainly they're observing Avelos according to everybody, the halacha is that we first let them observe Sheva Brachas, and then after that we have them observe the Yemei Avelos. So because because we're so makil by this avelus and that we postpone it for Shevar Brachas, we're afraid they're going to be makil even more and they're going to be mezalzel. That's why we enforce an Isser Yichud by a regular avelus where there is no such kula, we're not afraid of zilzel, and therefore by a regular avel, we are not going to enforce an Isser Yichud. All right, so we'll stop here. A little bit short of the time, but it was a little bit of a short daf, and I am again going to be gone until Friday, and Zev is going to arrange for some broadcast here, 6:15 Monday through Thursday. But for the Zoomers, I will be back live on Friday morning, God willing. Have a great day. And a